This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned, puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 21st, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. Few announcements to get us started. Billy Roper, the Roper Report, will be joining me top of the second hour. After that, we'll take phone calls. We're going to be discussing next hour the political prisoners that's in Charlottesville. Now, earlier in the week, Don Advo ran down and really gave a good description of what's happening. There is a lot happening in Charlottesville that, of course, mainstream media is not going to keep you abreast of whatsoever. And I thought about playing the Don Advo clip today, but maybe at a later date. He's going to be doing some more updates. But actually, I mean, there's a whole litany of people being sued over this event. People that didn't even attend the event, like Andrew Anglin, is being sued for having promoted the event. We are in uncharted territory in several different directions now with the First Amendment, and we're going to talk about that more. But I was somewhat surprised to hear detailed, somewhat of a summary of the litigation that is going to be pending about the events of Charlottesville. And again, Billy Roper going to be joining me next hour. We're going to be talking about that. Alex Ramos, Daniel Borden, Richard Preston, Chris Cantwell all have been charged and arrested with regards to Charlottesville. In the in this hour and next hour, I'm going to be giving you the information if you would like to write them. I encourage everyone to, you know, you don't have to put your correct return address. You don't even have to use your real name if you don't want to, whatever, what have you. But just drop them a card or a letter in the mail and give them a few words of encouragement, because these are people that went out to exercise their First Amendment right. They went there to oppose the removal of a Confederate statue. They had the proper permits. They were complying and submitting with the system, and the bias is just, and the hypocrisy is just unbelievable. So we're going to be talking about some of that more in the first hour and in the second hour, and we will be giving out that information. So if you would like to send a letter or card, please have a pencil handy and you can take down this information. Also, I guess, you know, just to run down some of what's happened this week, apparently some former rodeo clown turned congresswoman, Frederica Wilson, has engaged in, I don't know what it, Collargate, this ridiculous absurdity. This I was looking at her on the news. You know, she dresses like the electric horsewoman or something. You know, she has these big flamboyant cowboy hats. And I was thinking, you know, I bet the rest of the world really gets a good laugh when they see buffoons and clowns like this. They're supposed to be representatives of the people, and they just look like abstract, complete morons and just laughable clowns. Maxine Waters being no different, going around masquerading as James Brown, and then this clown, Frederica Wilson. I think she's from Florida, but I just had to throw that in. Also, the deficit hit $666 billion. It was in red on the on Drudge yesterday. I thought that was at least worth a mention. And also, Weinstein, who they never, ever, I've never heard anyone in the mainstream media, Rush Limbaugh's went on and on and on about this Weinstein. They never make mention of the fact that he's Jewish. So Michael Moore has come out and said that this is a white privilege problem in Hollywood, or Hebrewwood, perhaps. But they would... they are framing this, that this is a bunch of men, white men, that have been molesting these. And, you know, this goes back to Shirley Temple, Marilyn Monroe. It's been going on for decades, I guess maybe even a century. And they're unveiling this now like it's some kind of, you know, that they've just broke some big news story. Actually, it's been most covered up story since the Hollow hoax, I guess. But anyway, hopefully Weinstein and the rest of the filthy perverts may, hopefully they'll just crumble Hollywood into the dustbin of history. And also, the NFL's still kneeling, so keep it up. I hope you do tomorrow. I encourage the NFL to just go ahead and disintegrate itself. Wouldn't it be great if the NFL and then the NBA disintegrated under its own weight while Hollywood did the same thing? I mean, dare to dream. Why not? So I wanted to make mention of some of that. Next week, October 28th, there's going to be a big gathering in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. National Socialist Movement, Jeff Scoop, League of the South, Traditional Workers Party. If you're interested in attending, you can go to some of those websites to get more information. We're going to hopefully be lining up some live interviews on the ground from the event like we did in Charlottesville, and see what is happening this time next week. There in Tennessee. So if anyone's listening that is planning to attend and you want to contact me about being interviewed on the ground, feel free to email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention before we get into some of the news, Richard Spencer goes to Gainesville, Florida, Thursday night to give a speech. And for some reason, people in this audience, they think if I mention Richard Spencer, that I'm endorsing Richard Spencer, that I believe 100% in Richard Spencer, whatever. I'm reporting the news. It matters not to me. Your opinion of him is your opinion. I respect that, whatever. I know he comes from a rich family. I know all these things, okay? But Richard Spencer is who went to Gainesville, Florida to give a speech. So, you know, I can't say it was someone else when it was him. He's got the courage to do this and the money to bankroll it, apparently. But what is amazing about this story, and I watched it on live stream Thursday night, and here he's going to a college campus. Now, this Gainesville, Florida college has the highest Jewish population of any college in Florida, one of the highest in the country, from what I understand. But Richard Spencer's going there to give a speech. Most people in this audience have heard a Richard Spencer speech before. He's very articulate, very well spoken, makes some great points. You know, he is a pro-white advocate, no doubt about that. But what is so amazing about this is the governor declares a state of emergency. A man is coming to college to give a speech. The governor declares a state of emergency over this. I mean, this is not just unreal, it's surreal. And they have to deploy over 100 highway patrolmen, over 400 police officers, plus the campus police, for this gentleman to be able to speak about his cause. We're talking about just someone giving a speech here. Now, contrast this, and he wasn't able to give the speech. They shouted him down. Black Lives Matter and all the rest of the tolerant left, those inclusive promoters of tolerance, wouldn't even allow him to speak. They actually shouted him down. He tried to speak, but was basically unsuccessful. But if you contrast that with the fact, this could really be any other group. And it would be embraced by the media. It would be embraced by the college. There would be no need for this massive amount of security. Maybe, you know, I guess there's some speakers where they maybe would beef up security. But it could be a pro-homosexual event. It would be just fine. It could be promoted. You know, it could be any kind of Jewish organization, ADL, any of these organizations. There's a whole litany. Could be there to speak about furthering the future of Jewish people in America. It would be totally fine. I'm telling you, the MAMBLA could show up. The Men Boys Love Association could show up, which is straight out pedophilias. People that promote pedophilia, excuse me, could show up in Gainesville, Florida. It would be fine. I mean, you wouldn't even, the churches wouldn't even come out and protest because they ran up the white flag. I don't know when for the exact date was, but many moons ago, the church ran the white flag up the flagpole and they left it there. It's still there today. It's hanging in tatters, but she's still there. The church would not. It could have been transgender, it could have been La Raza, it could have been Black Lives Matter, it could be any group in that you can think of, for the most part, unless, you know, it was, you know, it couldn't be Jeff Scoop or anyone in that genre. But isn't it interesting when any advocate of the pro-white movement shining the spotlight, and the one thing Richard Spencer did get out, which I thought was interesting, he called for all the white and Jewish leaders in the colleges that promote all this diversity to resign so that their positions can be immediately replaced with brown people. So if you are a college professor or, you know, you're in the administration and you're white or Jewish, you should immediately resign because of your staunch beliefs in diversity. So I thought that was kind of interesting, but completely shouted down. Had to be assisted out of the venue to be unharmed. Richard Spencer speaking at a college campus in America, 2017. Freedom of speech only exists if they like your speech. But if they don't like your speech and it's going to hurt their little feelings, then violence is okay. Eliminating your right to speak is absolutely okay. And I missed any of it. My wife said it was actually on NBC Friday night, which would have been before the event. I missed out. So I haven't seen any coverage of this really in the mainstream media. Before starting on the news, I wanted to say, you know, the massacre in Las Vegas just gets weirder and weirder. Even though I'm no fan at all of Glenn Beck, I caught a little bit of his broadcast one day this week, and even he was going down through a list, and I'll tell you how he spun it at the end, but he was going down through a list of, I've not seen any surveillance video footage from the Mandalay Motel of him coming or going, something I mentioned last week. He went down through a whole list, and then, of course, I'm not sure the pronunciation of this guard's last name. It looks like Casmo, but I've heard them say Glenn Beck was saying Commode. I don't know. Whatever, the guard's name, I'm just going to say Casmo. I thought that's how it looked, but I don't have it in front of me, so whatever, I may be butchering that. But he disappears, and of all things, he shows up. Now, this is the eyewitness. This is the eyewitness to the biggest massacre in the history of America, I believe. This is the one eyewitness to the event. You know, he's disappeared. He didn't show up. It's been bizarre. You know, even the amounts of times he was shot has been varied. But he shows up to do his first interview to tell his story, and he's on Ellen the Degenerate Show. She's a comedian, and an unfunny one at that. So here in America, an eyewitness to the biggest mass murder in history is interviewed on Ellen the Degenerate Show for us to, you know, not even 60 minutes. I mean, the story is just so bizarre. And it really hit me last Saturday. We had a little family gathering, and one of my nephews, who is, you know, he's sharp, but he is, you know, he's not into listening to these type broadcasts or anything. But he was even raising questions about how this whole massacre, some of the stories that's come out, how it just doesn't add up. So I mean, people are they're questioning the official version of this, which is, you know, it's just so bizarre. It begs you to question, because they have so many different aspects of it that this doesn't make sense. Now, we're going to go ahead and get started with some news. It's coming in from the Daily Stormer, Eric Stryker. Charlottesville Clown Court releases black flamethrower terrorist without bond, denies bond to the man who stopped him. Now, we're going to be getting into the specifics of these people's cases next hour with Billy Roper, but if an alt-right guy shot a makeshift flamethrower into a crowd of communists, there would be domestic terrorist charges. Even if an Arab Muslim doing it while screaming Allah Akbar, he would be taken seriously. But somehow, in Michael Singer's Charlottesville, it's not only legal for blacks to do this, it's illegal to try to stop them. Now, hopefully everyone has seen this picture of this makeshift flamethrower shooting about a 4-foot flame. That's right, the man who fired a warning shot to stop the terrorist from killing someone was denied bond. That's Michael Preston. He is languishing in a Charlottesville jail because Siner and West Bellamy don't like his political beliefs. Meanwhile, the state is treating Corey Long very differently. Corey Long, the black man who wielded an improvised flamethrower against white nationalists. This is coming in from the LA Times. 2 months ago, at the violent far-right rally in Charlottesville, an incident captured in a photo that went viral has become the second black counter-protest in 2 days to be arrested in regard to the events at the rally. Charlottesville police investigators arrested Long of Culpeper, Virginia, Friday on charges of assault and battery and disorderly conduct. A move that is drawing strong criticism from anti-racist advocates who have accused law enforcement of not acting swiftly enough to quell the violence that broke out in the August rally. Lieutenant Stephen Upman, a Charlottesville police spokesman, said the disorderly conduct charge is related to the makeshift flamethrower. So, if you're Antifa, if you're blind, if you're anybody other than white, and you create weapons, and you show up at a event of which you have no business, you're not there to join into the permitted protest that has complied with the law, and you bring weapons to attack the law-abiding protesters, they're protesting the removal of the monument, and you bring a flamethrower, well, by golly, you just might get a disorderly conduct charge, he left on his own reconnaissance. But if you're white and you're there and someone is, brandishing the flamethrower into your face, attempting to do you physical harm, you maybe in the stretch of imagination that's going on in Charlottesville, you maybe could even say attempted murder. You could certainly say, very bad bodily harm could come to you if someone is burning you with a flamethrower. But if you're white there and you're having to defend yourself, well, by golly, you might get 60 years in jail if you deploy some mace or something, because then you would be deploying a gas. The charge they've got Cantwell on him. This whole thing, I believe from what Advo said, and I may play that clip if he doesn't give another update this coming week. This may well turn into a very big plus if all this gets in the courts and has to come out. Now, Long, who was released on an unsecured bond Friday after appearing before a magistrate, declined to comment after his arrest and referred all questions to his attorney, Zulu Shabazz, a national president of Black Lawyers for Justice and former national chairman of the New Black Panther Party. See, they've got people in positions to be attorneys for these rogue thugs that show up to cause harm at legal protests. All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair, and stay with me. Back in moments.
Mm-hmm. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
And we're back on the alternative media fair in the studio. We're running down this story of some of the arrest in Charlottesville, and just to wrap this up, on Facebook, Long, the person shooting the flamethrower, posted with his attorney, Shabazz, "Getting arrested is no dishonor if you're standing up against hatred and injustice. It began getting shot while on the battlefield is sometimes a necessary reality if you are a true soldier operating against enemy fire in enemy territory." So here he's acting like he got shot, you know. Long suggested he had acted in self-defense, noting that a white man had shot at the ground in his direction. Now, anyone watching the video can see clearly that Long was attacking with his flamethrower way before the shot was fired, and the gunshot was meant just to dissuade him. And, of course, disorderly conduct for Long, denial of bail for the gentleman that shot into the ground. Also, I wanted to make mention, I believe it was Thursday, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't see my notes here, but Jeff Rentz had on Leonard Caldwell, and he was in Germany giving a description of what's going on there in Germany. I got to listen. It is on YouTube. You can go there and listen to it. Man, that is worth a listen. Oh my God. Germany's pretty much gone from from the sound of that, from someone that's lived there and is there. Just unbelievable. I won't take time here to summarize it. It is what you think, but that is a must listen if you're concerned about the events and what's happening in Germany under this despicable, wretched waste of humanity, Angela Merkel. I mean, what a piece of scum and filth Angela Merkel is. You would think that the planet itself would just shake violently like a dog ridding itself of a flea to rid the planet itself of such her. And, well, we could go down a whole long list. We won't take up time with that now. If you're living in Ungreat Britain, listen to this. Police are hunting three separate men after a teenage girl in a harrowing ordeal was attacked three times in 1 hour in East London. Yes, cancel your travel plans if you're planning to vacation in East London in Ungreat Britain. The horrifying attacks took place as the girl attempted to make her way home to central London from Tower Hamlets. After becoming separated from her friends, the 17-year-old girl was attacked between 11:55 on Friday, September 29th, and 12:55 a.m. the next day. CCTV footage of a man carrying the girl shortly before midnight has been uncovered. Footage shows the man wearing dark clothing taking her down Cambridge Heath Road. However, the image is of such poor quality, police do not have an accurate visual description. The man took her into a doorway where items of her clothing were later found. A little while later, the girl was spotted on a security camera stumbling down Mint Street. This time, she is being followed by a man with a beard on a racing bicycle. Yeah, you know who's doing the raping. You've connected the dots, I'm sure. Wearing a two-tone zip-up hoodie with darker shoulders and a plain T-shirt, the man stayed behind a teenager on Mint Street. He was also wearing a backwards baseball cap. The girl turned right into Three Colts Lane and headed in the direction of Bethnal Green Overground Station. Both the girl and the man who had now approached her are picked up again on CCTV cameras. The man leads her into an area of the street away from the CCTV camera where they remain for some time. The man leaves first and the girl minutes later appearing disheveled. Minutes later, detectives believe the victim suffered a third attack, possibly involving two or three men. So, if you're in Ungreat Britain, you're seven plumbing of a female. You may damn well be raped three different times by five or six different men because your sellout traitor government is in the process of genociding the native population and replacing you with Muslims and Nigerians and Africans and the sort. So the native population is raped on the side of the street in broad dark light. I don't know. I mean, from the looks of some of these pictures, it's pretty well lit at night. It's unfreaking believable why there is not a revolution, a complete revolt in Germany, France, Ungreat Britain, and America. I know not. Back in moments, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Baron.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, running down some of the news of the week. Top of the hour, Billy Roper is going to be joining me, the Roper Report. I haven't got to listen to as much of some of the other broadcasters and really even keep up with some of the news on TV this past week. So I don't know if everybody's covered this or if this will be news to you. The Mira Online was the only place I saw that carried this story, so I don't know. But you remember the Panama Papers, that big WikiLeaks release that happened that exposed all of the offshore accounts, and a lot of it was Jewish billionaires. The journalist who led the Panama Papers offshore tax evasion expose was killed this past week when her car blew up with a car bomb. Investigative reporter Daphne Galizia, dubbed a one-woman WikiLeaks, was killed when she was driving near the village of Big Nija in northern Malta. Now, how about that for some news that I got a feeling is probably going largely unreported. She had filed a complaint to police a fortnight ago after receiving personal threats to her safety, local media said. Galanzia ran a hugely popular blog relentlessly highlighting cases of alleged corruption, often involving politicians from the Mediterranean island nation in Malta. She had led the coverage of the Panama Papers, a leak of millions of legal documents last year detailing financial details of offshore entities used by the rich and powerful to avoid taxes. Now, you remember we covered the Panama Papers. Everyone else did, too. But I don't know how many people's covering the assassination of the leaker. I mean, this is the world in which we live. I mean, you know, it boggles my mind now that it's fully on display, the complete hypocrisy and bias of the Jewish-controlled media. What is not reported, is omitted, is just voluminous. The information that is redacted and retracted, completely not reported. And then you've got the spin that they on what they do report to try to manufacture the opinion that they want you to have. That's why when you go around and you talk to normies about what's going on in the country and they just regurgitate what they see on TV because they have succumbed to the indoctrination to be a good little globalist and they don't even know it. And, you know, something else. I despise these suck-ass Bushes. And so they paraded war criminal George W. Bush out to give his anti-nationalist speech right after they paraded out John McTumor McCain to give his anti-nationalist speech. They're open, driving the hide, exposed globalists now. They accept it. The mask is off. People like you, people like me, have been telling all these fools for a couple of decades that the Bushes ain't nothing but pure globalists. You know, they're skull and bonesmen, but no one wanted to believe it. Now they just come out and they parade around as globalists. The last thing they want is any nationalism. They want open borders. They want a majority minority. They want to see the white race reduced and eliminated in this country. They openly say so, and that explains why all of their legislation, all their initiatives, all of their warmongering, their endless wars has been conducted to facilitate their wet dream come true, and they can't stand it. That there's people out here rising up and opposing it. They can't stand it that they didn't get Hillary Clinton in to put the death knell into America. And that it may take a little longer, or it may be a little more difficult. Now, I don't think anyone gives two rat's asses what a war criminal and buffoon George W. Bush has to say. I know for sure I don't. And I don't think anyone really cares what the obvious sellout traitor and scumbag trash McCain has to say. I know I certainly don't. But yet, when all of this is happening, here they parade out these sellout trader losers. So it's interesting to watch. Now, this is an interesting story that got no press whatsoever. Famed Swiss investor Mark Faber, known as Dr. Doom for his bearish views on the economy, this is a RT business story, has sparked outrage after suggesting the U.S. only prospered because it's ruled by, wait for it, white people. Thank God, and this is a quote, thank God white people populated America, not the blacks. Otherwise, the U.S. would look like Zimbabwe, which it might look like one day anyway, but at least America enjoyed 200 years in the economic and political sun under a white majority, the financial analyst wrote in a newsletter in the October edition of his The Gloom, Boom, and Doom report. The comments, branded as racist, has led to a public backlash with major U.S. media outlets rejecting Faber as a guest commentator. We do not intend to book him in the future, said a CNBC spokesperson as quoted by Reuters. Faber has not appeared on the network often and will not be on in the future. Spokesperson for Fox Business Network said, cuck it to the max, everyone. In response, the disgraced analyst, now I'm reading this verbatim, the disgraced analyst now, told Reuters in an email, "What else would you expect? If stating some historical facts makes me a racist, then I suppose that I am a racist. Maybe I'm wrong, and the U.S. would be far more prosperous if the blacks had populated it. But then, please explain to me why you would think so." Faber has repeatedly left the board of a global assets manager, Sprott Mining Companies, of Nova Gold Resources and Ivanhoe Mines announced the departure of Faber. "The recent comments by Dr. Faber are deeply disappointing and are completely contradictory with the views of Sprott and of its employees. We pride ourselves on being a diverse organization," and blah, 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 blah. So if anyone comes out and, I mean, can anyone argue with that? Can you point to some historical precedents that would undermine what he just said there? Hell no, you can't. Anyone using common sense and logic knows that what he said is the absolute truth. There is a reason. There is a reason that Zimbabwe doesn't have a space program. You figure it out. Now, how about this now? Here is some news, and I don't know if you've seen this one. This one actually... Drudge Report ran the story. It is a source I rarely to never use, but it had the best combination of the story. Actually, local media is covering the story in Las Vegas, but they didn't have the compilation of all the information. So I'm using, yes, InfoWars as a source here, shamefully, I will admit. A woman who died days after surviving the ill-fated October 1st Country Music Festival in Las Vegas, wanted to organize a survivors group in order to flesh out the strange event, Facebook conversations reveal. Kimberly Suchamel, 28, died suddenly on October 9th at her Apple Valley, California residence, 5 days after posting her version of events on Facebook. Now, I'm just reading the story, and like I say, I sourced this through local media in Las Vegas because I don't trust InfoWars, I'll tell you that much. In the days following the massacre, friends reached out to Sukumail over a October 4th post in which she described someone setting off firecrackers near the venue, and detail being chased by numerous people, concluding at one point there was more than one gun firing, 100% more than one, she wrote. One longtime friend of Suchamel's, who asked to remain anonymous, provided InfoWars with screenshots of a conversation he had with her in which she indicated planning to organize a group of survivors in order to try to piece together the versions, everyone's versions of the event. "You can share my comments for sure, and you can leave my name," Sukumail says in a Facebook message to her friend. "I'm trying to organize a group of survivors, so if anyone wants to contact me, they can. Because this is effed up and doesn't make sense, and we are trying to piece things together. The media can suck it. They have no idea what went down," she added. Sukumail goes on to tell her friend, who told InfoWars he'd known her for years, that she was compiling a second-by-second story detailing her experience and pinpoints on images where she had been seated with her friends. She had come in contact with several other people on Facebook that were claiming similar events of multiple shooters. So she was just found dead in her home on October 9th, which would have been 1 week and 1 day after the event. So I just wanted to share that. You spell her last name is S-U-C-H-O-M-E-L, S-U-C-H-O-M-E-L, if you want to look it up. And her first name, Kimberly, is spelt K-Y-M-B-E-R-L-E-Y. I've never seen Kimberly spelled that way, but whatever, if you want to look into this, again, it is just more of the bizarre coming out of the Las Vegas massacre. And speaking of bizarre, you know, we've talked about some of this in this area. We've got a clip here, Mark Dice. This is what's happening in California. It's actually happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, too. But Mark Dice kind of wraps it all up really well. here. So let's play this Mark Dice clip and tell you what's going on in the state of California.
California's always been pretty kooky, which is why for decades normal people have called it the land of fruits and nuts. But now the demonic plague of liberalism has turned it into a place that is indistinguishable from an episode of The Twilight Zone. Libraries in San Francisco and Los Angeles are now hosting Drag Queen Story Hour, where drag queens come in and read books to the children to teach them about gender identity and diversity. This demonic-looking drag queen wearing a wedding dress and having horns come out of its head just read some stories to the children at the Long Beach City Public Library, which proudly tweeted out this thank you, saying that it was there to celebrate Drag Queen Story Time and LGBTQ ABCDEFG History Month. I'm sorry to tell you that this is not fake news or some satire from The Onion. This is actually happening, and liberals are actually bringing their children to these events.
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up? Who is ready for a story? The hips on the drag queen go swish, 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 swish.
This one's reading My Princess Boy, where the description on Amazon says, Dyson loves pink sparkly things. Sometimes he wears dresses. Sometimes he wears jeans. He likes to wear his princess tiara even when climbing trees. He's a princess boy. Word about Drag Queen Story Hour is starting to spread, and obviously normal people are quite upset about it. And this guy decided to respond to somebody who was critical of the Story Hour, saying that he loves the satanic drag queens, and that he's going to have two drag queens be the celebrity judges at his annual children's pumpkin carving. This demonic creature's name, Scott Wiener, rang a bell, and then it dawned on me. This is the California state senator who introduced the bill, which Governor Jerry Brown just signed into law, that makes it no longer a felony for gay people to purposefully spread HIV. This is literally the guy which introduced the bill, which is now law in California, which makes purposefully spreading AIDS as serious of a crime as slapping somebody in the face. Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown also signed a new bill into law allowing people to list on their driver's license that they're not male or female. Now they have a third option that they're non-binary. By the way, Oregon recently put a similar law in place so that people can now choose X as their sex instead of male or female. Just X. All of this is very depressing, I know. So let's end this video by watching Megyn Kelly dance. Liberalism has been so devastating in 2017 that we lost Megyn Kelly, once the pretty face of Fox News, who now turned to the dark side as a morning show on NBC, where she's doing this. I had to mute this clip and put some different music in there, or I'd have some copyright issues with YouTube, but this is what happened to Megyn Kelly. Megyn, no! Megyn, please, snap out of it. You are the chosen one. Don't do this to us. I'm Mark Dice. Thanks for watching. Subscribe to my channel if you're new and check back here on Monday for a new report. I hope you visit my online store. Click the link in the description below or this t-shirt over here on the side where you can get your own Liberalism Find a Care t-shirt. Help spread the word so we can stop this insanity from hopefully spreading further.
How about that? Satanic drag queen story time. That's where we're at in America. I mean, that's child abuse for the love of God. And this is not California. I mean, that was from California, but it's the Charlotte Observer has reported the very same thing. Even looks like about the same bunch of fags down in Charlotte. I mean, this is widespread. This cultural Marxism, this destruction of the family, this anything goes, this lack of morality is going off the deep end. I mean, they're ramming this down your throat constantly. And listen, it is reflecting in the population. You go out and see it. You go out and see it. It's in every TV commercial now. It's in all the unfunny sitcoms. It is promoted constantly. And they've got society so indoctrinated and brainwashed that they're willing to accept this as normal. It's being glorified. You know, you have got to admit that the results of the control of the media by these people hell-bent on the destruction of morality has unfortunately worked successful. Look at our society. Look at the divorce rates and the out-of-wedlock births and the the rampant rise of homosexuality and, of course, bisexuality in this country just in the last decade. And there's a reason that they don't have these same problems, at least not to this extent, in certain other countries. And the reason is they're not browbeat over the head with filthy, disgusting music and media constantly. They don't have, and you know, any other endeavor that people go into that has a high risk. Homosexuality has a much higher risk of disease. It comes more; they're more apt to die of a drug overdose. It's just facts, you know. But that's not promoted. That's not discussed like they would maybe discuss. They get all hot and bothered about obesity or some of these other things, but. Actually, when it comes to homosexuality, the media is completely behind it because this is what they see as a giant ingredient into our total destruction. We're coming up on a break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Barron. Back in a moment.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got Billy Roper. We're going to be talking about the political prisoners in Charlottesville, amongst other things. But just to wrap us up, I was playing a clip, Mark Dice, Satanic Drag Queen Story Time, reading the book My Princess Boy. I mean, what kind of a liberal lunatic do you have to be to take your developing young child to see some disgraceful display like that and read that kind of rubbish to your young child's mind? And of course, Scott Wiener loves it. Should be no surprise there whatsoever. But how about the fact? We haven't talked about this. How about the fact that California, and I saw this a couple of weeks ago. I actually had it in my stack and didn't get to it. But how about California makes it no longer a felony to purposely spread HIV? So it's like a misdemeanor if you on purpose give someone a disease that, if it doesn't ultimately kill him, it will certainly make their life a living hell, just to have the disease and know it, go through all you have to. They no longer a felony. I mean, what are they thinking in California? You go for it, Governor Jerry Clown. I mean, you're going to take that place completely down if it's not there already. I mean, what insanity is that? I mean, up is down, black is white. It is unbelievable where we find ourselves at today. I mean, I'm so jaded. But I found this interesting. I can't get too specific on this, but I had a gentleman contact me this past week that has a business that is open through the night, and he has surveillance cameras there, and he found out by watching his surveillance cameras that young men, I'm talking about, you know, maybe 20 years old, were coming there in the middle of the night to engage in homosexual activity. And this is here in North Carolina. So you can't tell me that all this filth and trash on the TV does not resonate and end up in this society. Society has become a reflection of the filth and garbage on television over time. And it couldn't be more evident than, sadly, what we see in a lot of our youth. Even this idea that is being fostered on college campuses that any speech that you don't like is okay to come against with violence, as long as it's against white people or pro-white, or they call it Nazis or white supremacists. It's anyone that advocates the plight and the rights, civil rights of white people, then it's totally justified to come after them with any means necessary, even completely throw out the rule of law, completely throw out bail, but it's disorderly conduct if you show up with a flamethrower. I mean, the hypocrisy and the bias is off the freaking charts. And simultaneously, while we see that, we see Satanic Drag Queen Story Time. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. We'll be back with Billy Roper. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.